Hi, welcome to comma rule number one, which is commas in a series of elements. It seems pretty simple, but there's a couple little mistakes that people make a lot. The general rule is if you have three or more items in a sentence, the items can be a word or a phrase, and sometimes even a clause, you need to have commas in there to separate the items so it's clear to the reader that they're separate items. And if there's three or more before the last item, they have what they call the Oxford comma, which is optional. I use it if there's going to be any doubt in the world about the meaning of the sentence, but it's not needed. So I call that an optional comma. The biggest mistake I see kids making with this rule is when you have a really long phrase in a sentence. You have two really long phrases, and people put a comma after the first item, between the two items, which you don't need. It's something along the lines of, today I'm going to go to the baseball field with my father to watch the game with my friends from school, and to the mall with my mother to buy birthday presents for the party that's coming up on Sunday night. Right? That's really only two items, but a lot of people put commas before the and because, number one, they probably think it's acting as a conjunction, or it just seems like a really long sentence and it needs a comma in there, but it does not. So that's the big mistake people make. But just anytime you have a list of items, look carefully to see where you need to put the commas to help the sentence be as clear and concise as possible.